This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. جزاكم الله خير. Lovely to be back. There's one thing I want to start saying by the hadith of Rasul عليه الصلاة والسلام. I've been living with it for 10 days. نعمتان مغبونان فيهما ابن آدم الصحة والفراغ. There's two blessings the human being does not know their value. Two. الصحة والفراغ. Health and free time. And unless you get sick as much as I did, وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ وَالْمِنَّةِ, then you don't know what it means to be healthy. Literally, to be healthy, just to be able to sleep well. SubhanAllah, sleep well, to drink water. You know, to eat, you're hungry but you can't. And your stomach is hurting. I mean, all these that we don't even think of it. So always be grateful. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. So alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with health again, and here I am with you back again, alhamdulillah, in this beautiful place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. So it's going to be a little bit tight in the next couple of weeks just because of the time between Maghrib and Isha. We have to finish by 7:45 latest. So I decided to cover only four or five ayats, which is the ayat of the spider. And actually I even have I hope we can do that. I hope Karima is here, she doesn't disappear on me, so I can put the video. So let me just recap, because it's been 2 weeks. So Surah Al-Ankabut, by now I think everybody have memorized it, is the Surah of test. You see spider, you see spider web, you hear the word spider, then you're going to say, okay, test. And it's the first thing in this chapter, Allah said a statement. And there's a lot of statements in the Quran. Statement in the Quran meaning it will never change. Do you think you will be left to say we believe and you're not going to be tested? SubhanAllah. And the test, as we have said, and I'm going to keep repeating it, is you are tested with health and with sickness, with money, with poverty. You're tested with ease and you're tested with difficulty. A test is not only what I don't like. So I pass my exam and I get to the college I want. That's a test. I'm happy, but I'm tested. And then I don't get what I want, and I'm sad. I'm tested the same. When I know this for fact, my life will be much easier. I will never complain, right? Because when I am given, I don't think I am being tested. I'm happy. Well, guess what? You're absolutely, I am tested. So that's the first one. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us through what kind of tests we go through. And number one test is, you forgot, it's only 2 weeks. First test is me. وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ. The first thing is me doing the right thing, doing what I know it is right, but I don't like it, or it's difficult, or I'm the only one. Nobody else does it. You know, again, remember we talked about this jihad, the struggle inside me, don't do it yet, do it, don't say it. And then we start justifying. So the first test is me. And the first person I need to work on before you think of anybody else is me. Is me. We all think of our children, or spouses, or friends, or you're worried about everybody. Worry about yourself. And judge yourself before you judge anybody. So that's one. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took us to the next common tests, which are family, immediate family, Sayyidina Nuh's child. Second family, Sayyidina Ibrahim, his people, community, friends. And then Allah then take us through what kind of a test, not who we will be testing or we'll be tested with, what kind of a test, not believing. And this is becoming so common, SubhanAllah, since I started Surah Al-Ankabut and I do my Tuesday office hours, very unlikely I don't get the same what I'm going to talk about. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Children is the biggest test. Yani 50%, if not more, of the mothers that I talk to, or they call me, or they email me, is about children. And it's sometimes very painful. Sometimes it's okay, but it's not what the parents want. So it's children. Immediately I say, Sayyidina Nuh. Sayyidina Nuh, and his name was here, and here he was not mentioned about family or sons, rather time. Time. We say, oh, Ya Allah, when is this going to end? 5 years? 10 years? I've been married for 30 years and it's complete misery. When is this going to end? 950 years. For Allah only. Every time I read this, and I was like, what did we do for Allah? Honestly, all of us, everybody, those online also, what did we do for Allah 950 years? What did we give up for Allah 950 years? Then Sayyidina Ibrahim, the mountain, and I call him a solid mountain. Nothing moves him. Nothing changes him. Whether it's his son, slaughter. Whether it is leave your wife in the middle of the desert, leave your wife in the middle of the desert. Read, that's why Wa Abu al-Anbiya is the father of all the prophets, because he was tested hard. And then his people and the people, not only Mark, who talk about you, who call you names and everything, kill him or burn him. Severe. Then his nephew, the test, Sayyidina Lut, which we talked about it last time. This time is your morality is going to be tested. Is your morality, you're the only one. You are the only one. And many of us in this room are the only ones. You're the only one look like this. You're the only one, you dress like this. You're the only one who doesn't do this. Everybody else does it. That's Sayyidina Lut. مَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Very few. Same thing with Sayyidina Nuh. Very few. فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتًا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Only one house was saved from the whole town of Lut. One. And then we all feel, what, weak, I'm only one. That's why Allah brought all these examples, and he repeat them, and every time in a way. So now you come to your morals. Everybody lies. Well, then don't lie. I don't care. Everybody does this. Allah said, don't do it. Don't do it. To stay strong, to be the only one, it's not easy, as he said, but it's not easy. But the moment I decide I want to be the different one, the one that pleases Allah, Allah will give you the strength. But when I am, you know how we are? One day I'm yes, the other day I'm here in the masjid, I am, and then I go out, I am. Then Allah says, fine, when you're in the masjid, you're okay. When you go out, leave. Do it. So look at all these prophets. And then Al-Ankabut, it's very interesting. Some of the prophets only names, or some long story. Which prophet, the test he went through, you are going through, or you went through? Not in that magnitude, because we are not prophets. But each one of us has one or two or all of them. Tested with your morality, tested with your children, tested with your community, tested with your knowledge, tested with lack of knowledge. Everybody. But some we feel more connected because it's more closer, and some are a little bit further. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after what we talked about last time in Sayyidina Lut, he comes into just mentioning names. And that's one of the beauties of the Qur'an and the miracles of the Qur'an. You wonder why Sayyidina Hud, name, and people of Ad, actually his name is not, it's people of Ad, was only mentioned in Surah Al-Ankabut. There is no detail. There's not even Sayyidina Hud name. Same thing with Madian, and same thing, Madian, his name, Sayyidina Shu'aib, was mentioned. But the same thing with Salih, his name is not there. Aadan wa Thamud. Aadan wa Thamud. وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. Pay attention to this. وَعَادًا وَثَمُود. These are people before us. طيب, what do I need to know? Okay, this is history. Well, that doesn't apply to me, right? لا. وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. It has been so clear to you from their homes. Why their homes? When you read, ask yourself, why homes in Ad and Thamud? And there is no homes in Lut. You all read Quran, right? You all have read Quran. I'm 100% sure. And you all know the story of Ad. Yes? Anybody doesn't know? Show me hands. Anybody doesn't know the story of Thamud? why the homes are here. I love how you are looking at me as like I'm speaking French today. Wallahi, I'm speaking Arabic and English. I can't hear you, I'm sorry. So what did they do? How many of you have been to Petra? Now they are talking. Now Petra will travel, now I know. Right? Exactly. تَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا. Their might, their test is not people. They were tested. It's not people. It's not family. Allah didn't say that. Their test is their power. And it's very clear in Surah Al-Shu'ara when Allah talked to Ad and he's talking to them, literally looking down at them. أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَثُونَ وَتَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ. You basically, this is how Allah says, you compete in building tall buildings, you think you will live forever. And that's why Allah says, look at their homes. The test is the power here. And he's going to talk four powers, only names. Because he talked about Ad, and he talked about Thamud, followed by Qarun, and followed by Fir'aun, only by names. What are the four common things between these people? So when you read the Quran, when we say understand the Quran, you need to ask yourself, Ya Allah, what are you teaching me? You put them together, but you didn't tell me the story. You told me the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim, two pages. Half a page, even more, the story of Lut. Why? Because there's only one message here. Don't get lured and deluded by your power and wealth. Because he said, وَقَدْ تَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. When you go and visit Petra, what do you see? The verse of the Quran comes to you. تَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا آمِنِينَ or فَارِهِينَ. And you carve from the mountains luxury homes. You have seen it all, right? And if you haven't, just go and Google it. Picture will come right away. What did the homes did to them? What did the homes do to them? That's the question we have to ask ourselves. What did the power and the might did to them? What did it do? I want to hear it. Nothing. Nothing. When the might of Allah came, now follow me with the verses. When the might of Allah came in, it did nothing to them. Because he said, عَادًا وَثَمُودَ وَقَدْ تَبَيْنَ لَكُمْ مِنْ مَسَاكِنِهِمْ. You've seen their homes and power. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَعْمَالَهُمْ. And Shaitan beautified to them what they do. Does he do this to us? In which way? In which way Shaitan beautify my job, what I'm doing? Not my job, my career. What I'm doing? How does he beautify it? Number one, it has to be something I am going to do to obey Allah and he is going to change my mind. Or it is something not pleasing to Allah and he's going to change my mind. But how he will change my mind, this is what he says. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. He's going to beautify to me, what? The disobedience. He will justify it. He will put it here, and I hear it. And sometimes people act like shaitan. They are not, but act like it. What is the big deal? Don't do it. It's okay. What did you do? وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Look at the next one. وَكَانُوا مُسْتَبْصِرِينَ. They were knowledgeable. They know it. I know the Quran. I know what Allah told me. Again, every verse is me here now. But I don't do it. Why? I don't want to be different. It's a test. I love it. I want to be like everybody else. It's my parents. It's my family. The same tests in the beginning. Then he goes, وَقَارُونَ وَهَامَانَ وَقَارُونَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ. The three people of power and money. Haman, Qarun, and Fir'aun. They had money, and not money, money. You talk about millions? You talk about millions here? $1 million homes, or 40 or 50 million buildings or homes? Qarun, the keys of the treasure, not the treasure, the keys of the treasure. Very powerful man couldn't carry it. How much he had? And Moses came to them, only the name. Here is not the story. It's not the detail of the story. is the essence of the story. وَمَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ And they will never run away or they missed the punishment. They did not miss the punishment. Wallahi, what I saw, and again, in this earthquake, it really, we need to wake up, my beautiful sisters. In a second, everything gone, except the masjid. Only the minaret, actually. The masjid was also half gone, but it's only the minaret. 150 family in that village, 100 family disappeared. Gone. وَمَا كَانُوا سَابِقِينَ And they were not saved. Their power didn't save them. Their money didn't save them. All this. Are you all with me? And then Allah goes there and gives you the punishment one by one according to what He mentioned. One of the key verses in Surah Al-Ankabut. I want you all to memorize it. وَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ And we all punished them because of their sins. Now, I'm not trying to scare anyone, but I'm not talking about your sins. I'm talking about mine. Each one of us, you need to know this for fact. When I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to what I do and who I am and where I am with Allah, I am going to pay the price for it. Because He said, kullan, meaning everyone I mentioned before, from the people of Ibrahim to the people of Nuh, Sayyidina Nuh, to the people of Ad and Thamud and all this, أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِ And then He gives you one by one. Look at the punishment. Learn this. Every punishment is equal to the sin. It's parable to the sin. Every punishment is parable to the sin. For example, Qarun, very rich and arrogant. Not only rich, but arrogant. What was the punishment? The earth swallowed him, opposite. He was walking, everybody looked at him. Think of this when you see someone very rich here these days. They have this and they have that and they come out or she comes out and dressed whatever, and right? This is exactly how he came. فَخَرَجَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَتِهِ This is in Surah Al-Qasas. He comes out with all his entourage and all his luxury. And people says, wow. لَيْتَ لَنَا مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ قَارُونَ We wish we have what Qarun had. Immediately. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرُضُ He and his home. He and his money. He and his power. Let's not be arrogant. Let's not think it's not me. It's not going to happen to me. Anybody. So Qarun, Fir'aun, خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضُ أَغْرَقْنَا All this now come to the center. Of Surah Al-Ankabut. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ You really need to look at this one by one. مَثَلُ is a parable. Parables are very common in the Quran. This was actually, as we said, Al-Ankabut was Makkiya. It's a verse, a chapter that was revealed in Mecca. It was sent to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said, oh, the Lord of Muhammad mentioned, and they were mocking, spider and bugs. Right? What? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا He responded to them. And they said, oh, the Lord of Muhammad talks about a spider. You know, it's like your deen do this and do that. It's the same. We are going through the same, but we're doing it, but we are facing it in a different way. Mocking. People mock the deen, mock the religion, mock what Allah says. Everybody according to what is important for them. So Allah says, okay. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَثَلُ the parable. الَّذِينَ people. اتَّخَذُوا they took. مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ other than Allah. أَوْلِيَا allies. So this is people. First question, when you see people in the Quran, first question you ask yourself, don't think of anybody else. The question is this me? Is this is me? And لا تزكوا أنفسكم, don't praise yourself and don't say I am perfect. Nobody is perfect. And he says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ allies. So next question, when you read, you're going to say, do I have allies in my life? Do I really depend on this and that? Yes or no? Yes or no? Let's say, who are they? Categories. Don't tell me people. Categories. Who do we think we are so strong because? Who am I? Who's my family? Who's my husband? Right? What is my wealth? Which country I come from? These days, even accent, no accent. Right? Who's my friends? I'm very connected. What's my job? The youth, which school you go? Everybody talks about Ivy League schools, right? Awliya. Why those are allies? That's the question for everybody. Why Allah used the word wali? You know what's wali? Wali is the person who gives you for marriage. The wali is the one that you depend on, that you absolutely trust. He or she will take care of your affairs. Which one I take as a wali? How do I know I take this or that wali? You all are looking at me today as if you've never read this surah. Right? It's okay, alhamdulillah, I'm doing it. Right? When do I brag about something and I look down at someone because I have something they don't have? Think of it. I have children, she doesn't. Oh, she's divorced, I'm married. Oh, I live in whatever neighborhood. My home is whatever. This is how I look. This all, I think, it's making me what? Strong. Better. Now pay attention where the ankabut is going to come. Okay? So each one of us here could be one, could be two, could be five. Allah knows. Everybody knows. Including background, including which country I come from, including what color my eyes is. All this, we don't say it, but we act by it. You know what? When you sit upstairs, especially in Ramadan, and this is one of the lessons I learned, the first lessons I learned from one of my teachers when I went in Saudi. When you sit upstairs in Salah, especially in Ramadan, I said Ramadan because you will get people from. What do you feel when someone comes and sit next to you? And that person is somebody you don't know and they don't look like you and whatever, I don't want to say more. How do you feel? Why do you keep, I don't know if it's in this masjid, that people reserve spots for my friend to come? It's not my home. I have no right to reserve to anybody. Why? Because I don't want this or that to pray next to me. Because I think with me, whatever I have, al-awliya, that I took with me, I am better than that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who takes awliya, like the spider. Now the question is, why the spider? Why the spider? The spider makes a beautiful home of silk. You know that? Of silk. Beautiful house. Why spider? Have you seen spider web? All of you, have you been in a place where it is gets a little bit cold in the morning? I did see this in South Africa. And the whole field is white. And I said, what is that? They said, oh, this is all spider webs. The whole field is not like in front and you're walking. You know, sometimes we don't know and suddenly we are in the house. This is, the whole field is white. There's a beautiful picture online for that too. Now, when the spider, I want you to think of this, right? The spider, if you see how they do it from silk, they do one long, and then they do one at Y, and then she moves from one end to the other and start building, and then building, and building, and in the middle, put the thickest one. If I was a spider, what do I think I'm doing? Amazing. I'm very strong. I'm working very hard. No one can touch my house. Come and even try, right? The thinking of al-ankabut. And I am building this house, and I'm going to be safe, and nothing is going to change. True or false? And just walk, and you don't even see that house. And what happens? Gone. When I think my power, that's why the parable is there. If I think my power is because of my children, I'm like that spider. If I think my power because of my beauty, I'm like that spider. Because the spider house does not even protect the spider from heat, temperature, or cold. Just looks good to her, to the spiders. And that's exactly what Allah keep reminding us every single day. Why do you think all these earthquakes? Did you see the pictures from Libya? Did you see it? Nuh, Tufan. What did you feel? What did you say to yourself? Other than feeling for the people, praying for them, alhamdulillah. But what lesson I learned? That home, that Allah knows, that family, how many years they worked and they built, right? In a second. كَمَثَلِ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ اتَّخَذَتْ بَيْتًا وَإِنَّ أَوْهَنَ الْبُيُوتِ لَبَيْتُ الْعَنْكَبُوتِ. Look how Allah ended. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If they only know. When you read this, you say, Ya Rabbi, I know. And then I need to show Allah, I know. I really know. And then the next one, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ. Now, this is one of the beauty of the Quran, is the opposite. Always the Quran give you opposite thinking, opposite scenes, opposite view. Look at the opposite and you tell me where is the opposite. So Allah now talked about the Ankabut. Question for everybody, which wali you have? Which one and how many? And they change, by the way. If I go back home, the wali be different. If I am here, the wali is different. And Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ. Allah knows very well what they are calling. Of course, here, it's about worshipping. For us these days as Muslims is what we are attached to and making them, it or them, more important than Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ. And look how he ended this verse. He used two of his names. There is more than 99 names. Two of his names. Allah knows what they are building, what they are collecting, what they are working hard for. Nothing. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. What's al-aziz if you translate? Might. Might. Al-Hakim. Wise. Why these two? Why not غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ? Very important question when you read the Quran. Make it a project for you this Ramadan. Pick one surah, and do it your project, not only reading and you don't know what you're reading. Just pick a surah that you're familiar with. Take Amma, take Al Mulk, take Al Waqi'ah, and look at how Allah ends the verses. Because the ending of the verses is the one of the biggest message. Why might? Come on, I just explained this for the last 10 minutes. Why might? Why do I think I'm strong? Because I am healthy. Because I'm beautiful. Because I have children. Because. Really? He is the might. Only. لو كانوا يعلمون. That's why he said, if they only know. By Allah, and I asked you by his name, do we really know that Allah is might? Do we really know it in our daily life? Allah is might. Do we? Yes? Thank you. Again, I'm not saying we know, because that's what says, وَمَا لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If they only know and know and know. طيب, why حكيم? Why wise? I looked it up, this one. Amazing. Most of the tafasir said, because of his wisdom. He does not rush in punishing people, although they are doing what the spider is doing. He does not let people go through their spider web and destroy it right away. He gives them time because he's wise. مِنْ حِكْمَتِهِ لَا يُعَجِّبِ الْعُقُوبَةِ وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ لَا يُعَجِّبِ الْعُقُوبَةِ. Out of his rahmah, he doesn't punish me right away. It's not because Allah loves me. How can Allah loves me and I'm disobeying him morning and evening? Are you all with me? Look at the next two. Completely changed. If you're reading the Quran, says, what happened now? from spider. Now we go, خلق الله السماوات والأرض. Allah created heavens and earth. And then, إن في ذلك لآية للمؤمنين. Verily, in this creation is a sign for the believers. Are we believers? I need to hear you. Is there even a doubt? Alhamdulillah, I am not mocking. A'udhu billah. We are. But am I the real believer that Allah put in this verse? When I look around in this beauty we live in, La ilaha illallah for the last week, what a beauty we are living in. What a weather. What is the mountains? What is the ocean? What all? Is that a sign for me? Is it a sign? Yes? In which way? Why it is related with a spider? Why he moved from spider and allies, and now he says, خلق السماوات والأرض. Are these the ones that you are taking them as your wali? They are like a spider home, and you're leaving the one who created heavens and earth? How unsmart human being is. How unsmart. That's why he said, it's ayah, it's a sign. Sign meaning something I see, but not only see, I see beyond it. For example, one of the first things I remember I learned more than 20 years ago, and we were actually in the wilderness, and then the teacher was teaching us about the creation of Allah and says, look, what are you seeing? I said, I see a frog. He looked at me three times, says, what are you seeing? I said, I see a frog. I see a green frog. And I don't know what he was saying. He said, you didn't see. I said, it is a green frog. He said, you didn't see, it's a creation of Allah. Did you see the point? إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ. Everything around you. Surah al-Shu'ara, every 3, 4, 5 verses, verse ayah, ayah. What verse, what signs we are learning from around us, whether it's good ones or it is the test one. Last but not the least, two things I need in my journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stay strong and grounded. And I am not going to take anything more important than Allah is what he said in the next two verses. And this is to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. Read your Quran and not read, recite. There's a difference between reading and recitation. Read. He's telling this to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It's an order. Recite what has been revealed to you min al-kitab. Here he called it book. And then next order, wa aqim as-salah. Perform salah. Why, Ya Rabbi? And now, a statement about salah. Each one of us have to ask herself this question. Don't look at anybody else. What is my salah doing to me? Because that's what he said. Hadhihi, the only one in the Quran, is the essence of salah, the reality of a musalli. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Verily, salah forbid you, stops you, that act stops you from fahsha and munkar. Fahsha is immorality. And munkar, everything is rejected by the deen. Is that my salah? Is that our salah? Look at us in the masajid. I'm not talking about homes. Look at us upstairs and look at us downstairs. And we just prayed. And the imam read beautifully. And look how we act afterward. I need to work on my salah till my salah becomes what Allah wanted from me. Tanha. Then, wala dhikrullahi akbar. You hear this verse very commonly on Friday. Many of the imams recite it. Verily, the remembrance of Allah is bigger than anything else. Scholars had a long discussion about what is this dhikr here. Most of them say it's the salah itself. Because it's in the Arabic language, is usually the description is related to the closest thing in the sentence. Salah is the biggest dhikr. The salah, the real salah is the one that stops my mouth, stops my hands, help me to lower my gaze, help clean my heart. Otherwise, I'm just moving up and down. Wala dhikrullahi akbar, and look how he ended it. And by the way, this is where the 20th part of the Quran ends. Allahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. And Allah, you know what you are doing. And here he puts sunna, laysa amal. He knows what your Quran is. He knows what my Quran. He knows what my salah. And he knows la dhikrullahi akbar. Nothing will help me in living my tests. Stay focused. Focus on Allah. Not taking anything equal to Allah, let alone above the Allah, other than my salah and Quran. We are lost without them. We are lost without them. And I'm not talking about just reciting. Reciting is beautiful. But if I want to change, I want to be a better person, I need to know what I am reading. If it takes me the whole life journey, let it be. Why do I know everything else? Everything else. But when it comes to the Quran, may Allah forgive me before anyone. And work on your salah. You want to stay strong? You want to be past the tests? Whatever test comes, I'm okay. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. I am fine. I am not going to be like this unsmart spider works all day and finally it's nothing. Then work on these two. That's also one of the beauty of the Quran. The Quran doesn't give me only statements. He gave me statements with diseases, with diagnosis and treatment. Where is the Quran in your life since Ramadan? And where is the Salah in my life since Ramadan? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what? Number one, teach us. And number two, which is the most important thing, is benefit us from this. Everybody go today, inshallah, if Allah give us life and meet you next Tuesday, evaluate two things in your life. Three, I will say, what we learned so far in Surah Al-Ankabut. Evaluate your Quran in your life. Evaluate your salah. You evaluate. It's already being evaluated, by the way. But let's we do it and evaluate who are your allies in this life before Allah. Anytime, and I will end up with this, anytime I disobey Allah for anyone or anybody, then that person is wali. That's my spider, wab. And may Allah protect us. يا ربي آمين جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا We'll keep the time the same which is between مغرب and عشاء بإذن الله جزاكم الله خيرا